Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to The Mentor, I'm Mark Burris. G'day, how are you going? Now, this is a special lockdown episode where I'll be giving you a detailed explanation of the Commonwealth Government's COVID-19 disaster payment plan that's recently announced by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. So, on Tuesday the 13th, 2021, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the emergency disaster payment that will be made available to support employees, underline that, employees affected by the lockdown in New South Wales. However, if you lost work and income during the recent COVID-19 restrictions in Victoria from July 2021, you may be eligible for COVID-19 disaster payments as well. All right, let's start it off. You are not able to access the payment until you have been through 7 straight days of lockdown. So right now we have been through 7 straight days of lockdown. Now keep in mind, if you also happen to be on a government support benefit, automatically, you are ineligible. That's ineligible for the payment. You can't get it. If you've entered weeks 2 and 3 of lockdown, which we are currently in Sydney, and you've lost more than 20 hours of work in any 1 week, you're eligible from the government of a payment of $500 per week. If you have lost between 8 and 20 hours of work a week, you are eligible for a payment of $325 a week. After 4 weeks of restrictions, those amounts will go up to $600 a week and $375 a week, respectively. So in other words, it'll be $600 a week for those who've lost more than 20 hours a week of work, and it's going to go up to $375 per week for those people who have lost between 8 and 20 hours of work a week. But that's only after 4 weeks of lockdown. So right now I'm encouraging employers to communicate to their employees so that they know what those employees are eligible for if they believe they fall into one of the above mentioned categories. That is, lost more than 20 hours or lost between 8 and 20 hours a week. And those employees must make the application. It's also a good reminder that if you have to self-isolate or quarantine, you can apply for pandemic leave and receive $1,500 per fortnight of the isolation period. Or if you're traveling and you have to isolate for 14 days, again, you're entitled to $1,500 per fortnight of isolation. This is something that's been around since August last year and is designed for someone who doesn't have access to paid leave entitlements such as sick leave. Now, for New South Wales 2021 COVID-19 support package for small businesses, listen up. Just to be clear, this is for New South Wales businesses who have been hit by the latest COVID-19 lockdown. So this applies from the 1st of July 2021. If as a result of this lockdown in New South Wales, as of now, you have been hit with a 30% revenue decline or more, and you make an annual turnover of above $75,000 per annum, you are eligible for a one-off payment of between $7,500 up to $15,000. There are 3 different grant amounts. They are all available depending on the decline in turnover experienced over a minimum of a two-week period from the 26th of June 2021 to the 17th of July 2021. Then you go and compare that to the same 2 weeks in 2019. Basically, say, what are the two worst weeks of decline I've experienced between the 26th of June and the 17th of July 2021? What is the reduction of my turnover, the worst reduction of my turnover for that period? Then go back to 2009 and pick the same 2 weeks in that period and have a look at the decline, the difference. And you'll get paid $7,500 for a 30% decline or more. You'll get paid $10,500 for a 50% decline or more. And you can get paid a maximum of $15,000 for a decline of 70% or more. Just pick the two periods of 2 weeks from 2019 to this period in 2021. If this is you, then make a claim with Service New South Wales now. So you've got to go, that's a state government initiative. You go to Service New South Wales now, register online. Now, if your business has turnover between $30,000 and $75,000 and you copped a 30% fall in turnover, then you're eligible for $1,500 per fortnight. Again, you make the claim with Service New South Wales. And that's only available from the 26th of July. If you are eligible for either of these support grants, you'll start to receive money flow to your business from the end of July. If you and your partner are impacted, you can make a claim separately. Your claim won't take into account that you're part of a couple. Okay, over to JobSaver. Now, JobSaver is a support program funded jointly by the New South Wales and the Commonwealth Government to maintain the employment of staff for small and medium businesses impacted by the lockdown in New South Wales right now. So this is different to last year's JobKeeper payment. This is a staff retention program, basically, that pays to the employer 40% of his weekly payroll. In other words, whatever his wages are that he pays to his staff for any 1 week, and by the way, the staff have got to be retained, this payment is made to the employer and is equal to 40% of that amount. If you pay $10,000 a week to your staff, which you have retained, this payment from the two governments, state and federal, will be up to 40% of that $10,000. In other words, $4,000 a week. The minimum amount that you can get is $1,500. The maximum amount you can get is $10,000 per week. So you're not going to get any more than 10 grand a week, and you're not going to get any less than $1,500 a week. To qualify, though, your business has got to demonstrate a revenue fall of 30% or more, and you've got to have a turnover of more than $75,000. But by the way, you can't have a turnover greater than $50 million. That probably rules in most small businesses because not too many of us have more than $50 million worth of turnover. So if your turnover is between $75,000 and $50 million annually, and you have a revenue fall of 30% or more, for this period, then you're entitled, if you keep your staff on, to seek from the government a payment of up to 40% of what you pay every week in wages. You need to make sure your business has maintained full-time, part-time, and long-term casual staffing levels so that you can remain eligible. So you can't just go putting everybody off and then make this claim. Again, if you're eligible, you can access it via Service New South Wales from July the 26th. So let's look at Service New South Wales. So when you go to jump on Service New South Wales to make a claim, make sure you've done the following. Ensure your business and contact details are up to date with the Australian Business Register. Next, personal and contact and business details must be up to date in My Service New South Wales account and your business profile. And finally, if you don't have an account yet, you can create a My Service New South Wales account and a business profile. So what do you need to do in order to make the claim? Well, first and foremost, you've got to have proof of identity. You must have a valid ABN and ACN number. Your business banking details have got to be in there so they can make the payment to your business bank. It's going to be electronic. They're not going to pay you cash. You're not going to go collect it from the bank. You've got to go and get it paid electronically. Next, you must have lodged an Australian income tax return for at least last year, and you've got to have a notice of assessment issued for that period. And it's a good idea to have a qualified accountant, registered tax agent, or a registered BAS agent detail to log into the accounts. Now, I don't have enough time to get through every bit of the eligibility criteria for every one business, but you can find that on the Service New South Wales website. So let me know if you got something out of this wrap-up of the COVID-19 support package, whether it's helped you in some way. And if you want to keep hearing stuff like this, you can let me know on my socials or in the podcast review. Good luck with your efforts. And by the way, if it isn't working out, like if this is a total fuck-up, and it's too hard or too difficult, let me know about it. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to The Mentor. Audio and production is by Jess Morley. And production assistants, Jonathan Leondis.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.